Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
As you may know, this podcast is no longer produced, but I do have another podcast that I do relating to podcasts. So if you would join us over at podcastinsider.com, it's all one word, podcastinsider.com. That's Blueberry's official podcast, mainly Todd Cochran, the CEO of Blueberry and the host of Geek News Central, a new media show, and myself, you know me, and sometimes Mackenzie Bennett, who's our marketing and services coordinator over at Blueberry. We cover a lot of podcast news. We go through a best practice. We do some pro tips from our pro production team over at Blueberry. And we do a question of the week and tell you what's going on at Blueberry. But even if you're not hosting with Blueberry and not interested in hosting with Blueberry, there's a lot of general podcast information and knowledge there. So I suggest you go over and check it out. Again, that's podcastinsider.com. Now on with the episode you wanted to play. Podcast Help Desk number 167 October 1st, 2021.
This is the Podcast Help Desk with Mike Dell. Is this thing on?
And good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this podcast is entitled, When Is It Time to Kill a Show? Meaning, when is it time to pod fade? When is it time to call it quits for a podcast? And kind of a little list here. We covered this on podcastinsider.com that came out yesterday. But there's a specific reason I brought that up, which we'll talk about in a bit. Anyway, and I love saying the word anyway, as you know. When do you know it's time to call it quits on a podcast? Well, I have five things here, and there's probably more to it, but when you don't have time to do a quality show. I know a lot of people, are working, you got the day job, some of us still have a commute, you've got other activities, you got the kids, you got the wife, you got the dogs, you got the cats, you got the whatever, all your other hobbies, and the podcast is taking a back burner. It happens. Believe me, I know. And the thing is if you don't have time to do a quality show, is it really worth doing any show at all? I've always been the king of inconsistency here. I put out a show when I have the time and the motivation and the whatever, and not adhering so much to a schedule. And, if I don't have the time to put out a good show, sometimes I put out some pretty crappy ones. I'll admit it. But anyway, that's, reason number one that it might be time to kill a show. If you don't have the motivation to do a quality show, some people just simply aren't that motivated. They come on and say, okay, gotta do another show.
Go podcasting!
Oops, I hit the wrong button. I meant to hit this one.
Time to make the donut. I made the donut.
See, and I'm going to leave that in there, but time to make the donuts. When it comes to being motivated to podcast, it's hard to be motivated if you're not engaged as much as you once were. A lot of podcasts are passion projects, and your passions change, your hobbies change, what you fell in love with many years ago might not be what you're in love with now as far as a podcast topic. And it happens. That goes into number three on my list. When is it time to kill a show? Is Oh, and it's just no fun anymore. You know, that's not the case with me. I always have fun whenever I get on the microphone. It's never drudgery to me. But there are times where, you know, I'm not quite as having as much fun as I once was, you know, and doing some live, you know, like the last episode we did live here. And, you know, that wasn't as much fun for me. It was cool, but it wasn't as much fun. And I, you know, but I did have some fun. But when it's not fun anymore, well, it might be time to call it quits. Or, you know, like I said, if you're doing a show for profit, number four on my list, when it's not profitable anymore, you know, if you're not making the money you think you should be making for the amount of time put in, and if that's your motivation for doing the podcast, then maybe it's time to pull a plug on it. You know, us in business, you know, business people have this trouble of, you know, they put so much time and effort into a product, you know, and I noticed that in my day job. You know, we put a lot of time and effort into a service that we provide, and, you know, customers aren't that excited about that particular new service. It's demotivating. It's, you know, but we still, you know, hang on to that for probably much longer than we should. And I think it goes the same with podcasting. You know, if you're not motivated and it's not profitable and you're, you know, not having any fun at it, you know, it's time to cut it. You know, even though you've put all this time and effort into it, it might still be time to cut it. You know, if it's just not doing it for you anymore. And let's see, number five reason, and this happens to some people, you know, when you just run out of things to say about your particular subject. I mean, it happens, you know, like I can think of a few podcasts where basically the host was learning something, you know, like I listened to a podcast where the guy was building an airplane from a kit. And, you know, he did the podcast and in video. So he did it also as a YouTube channel. But he built this airplane over, you know, 20 or 30 episodes that he recorded, both video and audio. And when he got done with the airplane and did the test flight, well, he didn't really have anything more to say about it. You know, hey, I flew my airplane again this week. Hey, I flew my airplane again this week and this broke, you know, that kind of stuff. And then he finally just said, ah, screw it. I'll go on to something else, you know, and that makes sense. You know, if you run out of the topic that you're, you know, out of information of the topic, and I guess I should put a sixth one on here. I only had five, but the sixth one is when your topic is no longer relevant. I know that's kind of weird, but it has happened. You know, your topic is just not relevant. I had a website a long time ago and I wrote a book and all that about listening to airplanes on your police scanner. You're listening to air traffic control on your police scanner. It's called Flight Radio. And it's not relevant anymore. There's things like, you know, liveatc.net. You can listen to it on your computer. You don't need a police scanner. You don't need to know the frequencies. You just, you know, bring up the Live ATC app and tell it where you're at, and it'll bring up all the air traffic control communications in that area, and it, you know, super easy. So it made what I was talking about on that website obsolete. If I was doing a podcast about it, it would have made my podcast obsolete because it just doesn't exist anymore, or it's not a thing anymore. So I guess number six is when your topic goes away. So anyway, and I was going to do a how to kill a show. It's pretty simple. Just stop doing it. You know, now you could try to take it offline. Good luck with that. You know, once something's out there, it's out there. But, you know, if you're paying your podcast host for that show, you're going to have to keep paying them if you want to stay online. So, you know, think about that if it's worth keeping online. Or not, you know. But you know, simply stopping doing it is an option. I have a feed that I made up for our customers over at Blueberry. That if you really want to take a show offline, you do a redirect to this feed, and this feed basically has me announcing that the show is no longer available. And the artwork says this show is no longer available, so it tells everybody that is subscribed and or following the show that you can quit listening and unfollow and unsubscribe because there isn't going to be any more. And that's another option. It won't take it completely off, but it takes, you know, it does a pretty good job. And I'll have that feed in the show notes at podcasthelpdesk.com. And anyway, so what do you do after you do kill your show? Well, you could start another show, or, you know, in my case, I have, you know, a few podcasts that I've done over the years, lots of them. You know, one other one that I'm active with and another one that I'm active with. Well, I'll tell you about that in a minute, but, you know, when you kill a show, it doesn't mean you have to stop podcasting. You just kill the show and start a new one. Or, you know, hey, if you're, you know, if you're going to do another show that is similar to the one you were just doing that you wanted to kill, which I guess you, you know, I don't know why you would want to do that, but you could sort of shift the show. But as far as I'm concerned, it's better just to make a clean break, you know, because your listeners about one subject may not want to hear you about another subject. And there are podcast listeners out there, and I can think of a few off the top of my head that will listen to you because you're you, doesn't matter what you're talking about. And I do that as well. I listen to a couple of podcasts, which I could care less about the subject. I like the podcaster. I like their personality. I get something out of it. Because I'm, you know, I like the person. It's not anything to do with, you know, not anything to do with their subject matter. So, but the other thing you can do after you're killing your show, go fishing. Go find something, you know, go find another hobby. If you're doing this as a hobby and you no longer want to do it. But I hope that's not the case and that you'll just find another subject and build up another show at some point. That's the gist of it. And why do you think I brought this up for this episode of Podcast Help Desk? Well, guess what? I'm killing this one. And I've done this before and brought it back, so you know, hopefully this will be the last of it. It may not be. You never know. But, yeah, I just don't have the time to and the energy to put in to this one, since I'm already doing another podcast, and I'm very consistent with that one, Podcast Insider. I'm co-host of that and producer of that for my employer, Blueberry Podcasting. And, you know, I get all my podcast-related stuff out on that show. You know, so it was kind of redundant to have this one. I was trying to rebrand it to be the more techie, geeky thing, but... It's I just don't have the time or motivation to continue to do this and that, if that makes any sense. So basically all you guys that are listening to me here about podcasting should, if you're not already, go subscribe over at podcastinsider.com. That one is weekly, like clockwork, on Thursdays. So I may not always be hosting that, that we have a rotating bunch of hosts and co-hosts, but 9 times out of 10, it's me. And a lot of times it's with Todd Cochran, sometimes it's with Mackenzie Bennett, sometimes it's with other people. And actually this coming Thursday, first episode in October, I think that's, the 7th? I don't know, whatever. The next Thursday this week coming up, I'm going to be hosting it with Kate. We've heard from Kate before, but she's the head of our podcast, our Blueberry podcast production, our pro production team. I should get that right. Blueberrypro.com. Anyway, Kate is the head of that team, and she's going to be co-hosting Podcast Insider with me next week. So, don't worry, I'm going to be podcasting about podcasting, but only at Podcast Insider and no longer here at podcasthelpdesk.com. I'm going to just simply stop doing this and leave it here. There's not a ton of what I've done in the past that is long tail, but there's some. But a lot of this is going to be quickly out of date. So at some point, I'll probably kill it. So you know, If you're subscribed and or followed, I do thank you for subscribing and or following. I hate that term following, but oh well. It's the wave of the future. But if you're subscribed or following, you can safely unsubscribe or unfollow if you want, because ain't nothing more going to be coming down this feed for the foreseeable future. Again, go over to podcastinsider.com for the continuing story of me talking about podcasting on a podcast. Otherwise, you can always find me over at MikeDell.com. That's MikeDell.com for Mike Dell's World podcast, which I've been doing since before time existed. No, since April of 2005. And, you know, pretty inconsistent over there too, but that's where I'll always have a podcast. I will never quit that one unless I, you know, unless I'm not here anymore, but, you know, that's hopefully a long time off. But so you can always check me out over at MikeDell.com. And it's just me, stream of consciousness, whatever I feel like talking about. Sometimes I'm ranting. Sometimes I'm talking about my Northern Michigan. Sometimes I'm talking about my travels if I do travel. And whatever, just check that out, MikeDell.com. Otherwise, for the podcast stuff at PodcastInsider.com. Everybody have a good one. Catch me later.
Go podcasting!
And I did hit the right button that time.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.